Hi everyone, this is Ricky, and as you know, we recorded a 2-hour show for Pride 48. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and this is actually for the people who did not get to listen live. Yes, we recorded it for you, so we hope you enjoy, and let us know what you think. Bye.
Shouldn't we have done this before we started?
Yes, but we never prepare. Alright, so here we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Julian and Nicole.
People. And Nicole, I'm here. Nicole, yes, I made it.
Nicole, you get last billing this time for not being in the fucking chat room.
Right. That's my computer's fault.
No, that's your fault for eating your goddamn Taco Bell.
So I wanted to make sure, did everybody hear the intro to the show?
Well, they've been talking about us the whole time.
Well, I know, but
farting around.
I wanted to make sure that they could hear the intro to the show because it's coming from a different computer. Did everyone hear it? Okay, awesome. They heard it.
Oh, I need to break my face. Fuck you.
Thank you. Once again, Julian carries the show on his back.
Oh, please. Oh, get over yourself, girl.
And Nicole's titties are 38% of it.
Right, that is true.
It's heavy load, isn't it?
You said load.
It's a heavy load. Heavy burden.
Wow, so we have to sit here and talk for 2 fucking hours. I don't know if we could do this or not.
I can't do it by myself, so no more of this little shit you had going here.
The problem is solved.
I know, right? It could have been solved, but this is the thing. I got up at 9 o'clock this morning to get this shit ready. Apparently, I didn't start till about 10:30, but anyway. What? Oh, my God. Joan's getting all kinds of crazy over there.
Put your wire hangers away.
I don't have wire hangers.
So, I get up early this morning. I'm working on this, and then Julian comes home, and I was like, okay, I need to go get something to eat before the show starts. But the thing is you didn't know this, but I had a low tire, so I had to go put air in my tire. And there's only like one place around here that has free air that I know of. And that's the Hess station on South
Bitch,
Florida.
You just paid $1,000 for a fucking camera.
I need to go get my tire plugged on Friday.
$1,000 for a camera, but you couldn't spend a quarter for fucking air. Meanwhile,
I didn't have one in the car.
You spent $1 in gas.
I didn't have one in
driving
the car.
Driving to BFE.
So anyway, what happened was, is I went there to go get air. And then I was just going to go to Wendy's on the south side. But then Nicole said, should I head on over? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. I'm getting something to eat. And I was like, she says, what are you getting? I said, Wendy's. And she said, oh, I want a Taco Bell. And I was like, okay, can I come pick you up? Or you want me to come pick you up? And she's like, yeah. So I go to pick her up. And I'm like, okay, you ready to go to Wendy's? And she's like, no, I want to go to Taco Bell.
I didn't say it like that. I just said, I was going to go to Taco Bell, and you're like, well, I guess I'll go to fucking Taco Bell.
I was like, oh, fuck.
fuck.
So, yeah, I wonder how many people are actually listening in here, because there's a lot of people like in the chat room, but well, I do not know if they're actually listening.
There's a lot of people dropping out of the chat room, probably after our clusterfuck signing on here. Everything sounds so professional, and then we come on, and it sounds like
our normal shows.
Third graders.
Well,
how do you get in the chat room? Oh, well, were you using this? No. Oh, Julian, just talk. No, don't play an intro because we're just going to pretend like this part isn't happening.
Julian, okay, Julian's been doing this show for what, 3 months now? Maybe 3 months?
Yeah.
And he gets more upset over the smallest thing about the show than I do. And I'm like, but that's probably because I've been doing it for 3 years. And I'm like, oh, fuck it, it's free.
It's free, but we're doing it live this time, and we're doing it for 2 hours, and, you know, it's a bigger venue than we normally have.
Right, and
That's why I'm a little more...
I don't know why I feel this way, but I feel so famous right now, it's not even funny.
See, if you felt
I love it. Like, my face is all warm, I'm like, oh my god, people love us!
Oh, sweet Jesus. Well, they want to hear our dirty stories.
Dirty stories? We don't have dirty stories.
I hear odd noises and sounds, and it's really weird.
That's because people are logging in and out of Skype. Oh, just to let everyone know, if anyone wants to call us in live and ask us a question or talk with us,
please do that.
Dial 347-838-9642. Yeah, it might be long distance, but we're worth it, bitches.
And honestly, who doesn't have free long distance on their cell phone anymore?
I know. Please, really? Yeah. Or get Skype.
Unless
come on
you, unless you got Boost.
Oh,
where are you
Boost.
At? Where are you at?
Or what's the other one?
Metro PCS.
Yeah.
Ghetto.
Those are what all the like teenagers have that don't have jobs and right. their mom and dad have yeah. to buy their phones.
They probably talked about this on the last show, but Billy Mays here.
Yes.
For Liebman Caskets. When you want the best in caskets, you get a Liebman Casket. I believe in this product so much, I'm going to drop dead right now.
Oh,
too soon.
Too soon.
Literally.
Poor Billy Mays. Billy Mays dead at 50.
I was reading on
he had
Twitter.
Too much orange clean in his yeah. brain.
That's orange glow.
Oh. OxyClean. Orange glow.
Somebody said on Twitter, wow, the 50 is the new 85, and heaven must be a whole lot louder now.
It's sparkling from OxyClean now.
And more bearded now. He had a major beard going
he
on.
He did, but I could not
perfectly
stand
trimmed.
His voice.
Somebody had edited Wikipedia one time and put that he had written in his autobiography how he was so proud to be a gay bear.
He was gay?
No.
No, it was oh. edited.
It was oh, in Wikipedia.
He lived in Tampa. Did you know that?
Yeah, he did.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. He was always on the MJ Morning Show.
My Chris just texted me a little while ago. Apparently, he went on the Hillsborough County property appraiser's website and found out how much Billy Mays' house was worth.
How aww. Much was it?
Oh, let me look at this text here right quick.
So I think everyone can hear this, but it's like a delay. So we're talking, and a few seconds later, they'll hear it.
He lived in a $1.8 million house, and his taxes were $35,000 a year on it.
Oh, that's all?
That's it.
Oh, please. Yes, MJ Morning Song.
Morning
MJ
song.
Morning Song
show
sucks.
Sucks.
It does
yes,
suck.
It does.
Oh, Rachel, you're in North Lakeland, right?
Okay.
Is that correct? Hold on. Well, I'm looking for her response in the chat room.
Well, there's too much of a delay to wait for
true.
people to answer.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Well, thank you. I'm so glad somebody local was listening because I actually posted it on MySpace. You guys should have done the same thing on Facebook.
Well, I don't have
whatever.
MySpace, but I did post on Facebook several
oh,
times.
Did?
Of
okay,
course
cool.
I did.
I haven't touched my Facebook in about 5 months.
And when you say your Facebook, you mean your pussy.
I bet you touched other things in 5 months.
No. I
really?
Haven't.
You had your Bob?
When's the last time you used Bob?
I don't even know. It's been a while.
Does he have dead batteries right now?
No, I just haven't.
Then it'd be an ob.
No, it's a hob because then I have to use my hand.
Oh, too far.
Just like the slime run down the side of it and get
and get in the battery connectors.
The twisty dial gets all gummed up.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm blushing.
Guru Nudie, where are you at?
I think he's in St. Pete or okay. Clearwater or Sarasota or one of those awesome beach places.
Okay.
Better than
I was just curious.
The L-Town.
Yeah.
The L-Town.
Representing L-Town.
Well,
you're done.
So you guys will actually hear
Tampa.
Oh, he's in Tampa. Okay.
He's a tampon.
Aw, tampon from Trampa.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that we really ever edit the show, but,
right.
I mean, sometimes we do things where we have to pause or whatever, and now we can't do that, which is totally scary.
It's not super scary. I'm not scared of it. I'm not scared of the length, the two-hour length, but, you know, we can't do this abandoning thing anymore where I'll just talk by yourself, you know, because, I mean, I think I'm a decent addition to the show, but fuck you, Nicole. But I can't do it by myself.
So, everyone in the chat room, can you tell us where you're from so we know, like, what kind of areas you're in? Okay. That would be awesome to hear or see, actually.
I want someone to call. Come on, guys. Call in and ask us a question.
ASL. ASL.
Yeah,
ASL.
What's your ASL? Age, sex, location. Got any pics? That's what they all used to say back in the day.
Speaking of Facebook, I was on Facebook the other day, and you know how at the corner they will suggest friends.
Singapore. Right.
Friends for you? Well, don't you hate it when one of their suggestions is somebody you slept with years ago?
Oh, well, I really can't really answer that question. Archer says 45 male Washington, D.C. Pick or trade.
Picks must have face.
Full body shot appreciated.
Right.
Oh, there's people in Singapore in our chat room.
Singapore.
That's awesome.
And what's the Torshavn Faroe Islands?
The what?
That's where Kim Beaver.
Kim Beaver, where is that next to? Because that sounds like a really awesome
where
place.
Where is that next to?
I mean, oh, the Torshavn Faroe Islands. That's probably like...
Isn't it hard to read and talk at the same time?
Yes.
So this is probably going to be a lot of our show is just trying to talk and read at the same time.
Well, I'm drinking my coffee too. That way I have energy for the whole 2 hours. The only bitch is I can't go out and smoke.
Oh, God, that's going to kill you.
I know. I can't.
You could. I mean, it takes you a couple minutes to smoke. It doesn't matter.
Julian's number one fan joins the room.
Oh, no.
I wonder if that's Joe.
Loves it. Racist.
Loves it. That was one of the
oh, she's between Iceland and Finland.
The funniest gifts I've ever opened.
Oh, it's New near Zealand. New Zealand.
To get the Black Cocks, White Jocks DVD from Joe.
I want to know who this is. It has to be.
Julian's number one fan is Are You Joe?
Yes.
Oh, or, there's brother Casey. Awesome.
It might be my boyfriend.
Oh. Well, there goes the sex stories.
It's not that, that
disgusting pink. Oh. Maybe it is my boyfriend.
Dirty, dirty.
My hot, sexy, lovely boyfriend, Chris.
I guess.
Which would be my number one fan, of course.
Puke.
And he tells me all the time, you are the cute one.
When I come home, I came home on Friday after the movie, and I walked in, and the first thing I see is this big-ass thing of roses. And when I say big-ass thing, I think it has like four roses or something in it.
Brother Casey, like, hello, Ricky and Nicole, and the other guy.
Oh, I am offended.
It's not Chris either.
Ooh.
A secret admirer.
Hey, number one, or Julian's number one fan, you should call the line and have us talk with you to see if we can guess who you are.
No, because you know they'll be disguising the voice. Be like... Like in Scream.
Maybe it's...
You like scary movies.
Maybe it's one of the people we're not talking about.
I don't think so. Which would be awesome.
I don't think they'd be my
number they're
one
so
fan.
Pathetic that they actually have to listen to a live show to make sure we don't talk about them. I'm so proud of Nicole's reading skills today.
Wow. Mm.
They're good every day, number one fan.
Mm. Oh, Brother Casey's behind on the show. How dare you? That means you have to call us right now and tell us why.
Does that mean that's why he doesn't know who I am?
Yes, I guess so.
Even though my screen name is Julian Foul Monkey.
All right, if you are behind on the show or you're a first-time listener, this is a show about poop, omelets, and cum.
And tricks.
Ew.
And titties.
And fat.
Just my titties, apparently.
And old.
Yes. And old, fat, retard.
Cum omelet givers.
Retards.
Cum omelet givers.
Trudy Bell 5 says, you guys rock.
Oh, no. Do my poems.
Oh.
I don't have
when
any
was the
poems.
Last time you did
I
a
have
poem?
To do like
oh,
a
I
impromptu.
Have, I know who the number one fan is.
What?
I'm not saying, but I know.
You know
who
it is?
Yeah.
Is this somebody I know?
Yeah.
Start with the L? No.
No.
Who, is it somebody local?
No.
Oh.
How do you know?
just by asking how you're feeling.
You can private you can private message me if you. If
no,
you
that's okay. It.
God, no, okay. Not the poems.
Steve in the UK says, one Portuguese omelet to go, please.
Archer asked you to do one poem for Pride 48.
Okay, I'll have to think about it while we're talking. I need a pen so I can write.
Get one off my desk.
So, get one off my desk.
I said desk.
So, I want to tell you, motherfucker, something. You are some fucking expensive fucking listeners. Because I had to pay for this program that we're using.
How much was
$40?
How much was that camera there?
Shut up!
Thank you.
That's not the point.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get paid to podcast. I can get paid to take pictures. Anyway, so apparently we may be able to still do this live thing anytime. I guess we want. We just have to get with Daniel. By the way, I want to say that thank you to Daniel for setting all this up. It's awesome. We appreciate it. He sent us like tutorials and like all kinds of shit to get us working on this, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Someone sounds cheap. And we love you for spending money on us. So, yeah, I had to pay for it. But anyway, that's okay. Just love me and... You know, for that $40 that I spent, it would be great if you could go to your iTunes right now and leave us a 5-star review.
Only a 5-star review.
Yeah, only a 5-star review because we're that fucking cool.
Yeah, you wanted the best. You got the best.
So, I wonder if Mandy in the room is the Mandy we know.
I doubt it.
No? You don't think so?
No.
So, what else do we have to talk about, you guys?
Here's the list.
Okay. Well, I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Uh-huh. Anyway, for those of you who haven't listened in the last 3 months or don't know anything about me, I'm a car guy, specifically a Mustang guy. So yesterday...
You're a gearhead?
Yeah. So yesterday, a bunch of guys from Tampa, Orlando, and Lakeland got together here in Lakeland for a meet and... cruise, and we had a lot of fun. There were like 70 cars there, a lot of people there. So anyway, there was this one odd guy. He was like maybe 50 something, had like the, you know, greasy kind of short slicked back hair, but on the back of his head he had like a rat tail.
Ew, sexy.
Yeah. So
hey, hold on, somebody said that they're trying to call us but the phone's not ringing.
I don't know what that is.
Does anybody know what I have to do? I have Skype on and we're called into the line.
Ow.
Sorry, guys. But it's like not working or something.
Oh, no.
Let me try to call from my phone.
I'm sad.
Okay, I'll finish my story.
Go ahead. Yes.
Since I was so rudely interrupted. Anyway, greasy guy with the nasty rat tail. Anyway, I told a couple other guys, I'm like, you know, I hate to talk bad about anybody, but I just want to take a pair of scissors and cut that nasty...
Oh. Hello? Hello?
You're listening to me, dear.
Oh, you called?
No, you're listening to me. Oh.
Hello? No, there's somebody on the phone.
You!
All right, hold on. You hung up on that person.
It was you!
No, it wasn't me. I didn't call.
Julian's number one fan says, turn up the call. Ricky's such a re-re.
Of course he is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
Hello.
Is this Nessa?
Yes, it is.
Yay! Hi. It's working! I'm happy!
I just wanted to call and let you know I was listening. I'm at work, and I'm being naughty on the phone.
Dirty girl. Loves it.
Shame.
Not that kind of naughty.
Well, thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Correct term is Downsy American. You're right. Call Ricky a Riri.
I am the Downsy American.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, so that means I can't look at the... Okay, I have to exit Oh, I don't want to exit. All right, never mind. I'm going to have to go back and forth between the phone call line, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. No, hold on. I'm going to exit the tech. Okay, talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I'm allowed to talk again?
Yo, sorry, finish your story.
For the third time?
Who's touching something?
Not me.
I'm not. Oh. Well,
oh, that was weird.
What the hell?
I think it might have been me.
Mm-hmm.
What's the phone number? Put it in the chat.
Anyway, I don't even know where I was at now.
The old man.
You were going to cut a greasy ponytail off.
So anyway, I'm sitting and talking to a couple of other guys, and we're talking about this nasty, greasy man. And one of the other guys says, oh, he's a faggot.
Oh.
And me and Chris just kind of look at each other, and we're like, really? In this day and age, you know.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
Mm.
So anyway,
sorry.
That would have been a good story had it not been interrupted.
I know. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I just threw my list away because honestly, I'm not going to be able to tell a story.
Why? Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Aww.
There's like fucking freaky noises coming from the stuff, and I don't know what it is.
There's a ghost in the wires. Casper.
Foul Monkeys fucks up again.
Julian, you're in Polk County. Don't forget that.
Yeah, but this guy was not from Polk County.
Well, no, that's what Rachel said about, I guess, the technical difficulties we're having.
Well, maybe she was talking about my story.
Could be.
The one you didn't listen to.
I was listening. You were going to cut off the hair with a pair of scissors. And then the guy said faggots, and you and Chris were like, really? In this day and age, someone's going to actually say that about somebody.
There you
go. I know. That's crazy.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, he's sitting at a table with five other people, and two of them are gay.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com.
Well, hello, hey, Archer.
Hi, Archer.
How are you?
We're good. Having testicle difficulties.
I love testicles. I mean,
I didn't hear that.
Oh.
You didn't?
You didn't? What?
Nicole, you have to talk louder.
Nicole loves testicles.
I said I love testicles.
Archer's such an attention whore, says my number one fan.
I just wanted to call and say wish you good luck, and I'm enjoying it and listening to you.
Oh, thank you, really?
Do you want to like ask us a question or something?
Yeah, get the ball rolling.
Do you have any good poo stories?
Oh, jeez. Any good poo stories?
I have half of one, Archer, but I'm afraid to tell it because it'll get interrupted 14 times.
Oh.
No, right now you can tell it.
Tell the poo story.
Well, when I got home, I made coffee, and Ricky refused to drink any because he was afraid he might have to go boo-boo during the show.
You don't have to tell him that.
I like how your poo story was about Ricky and not you.
Well, of course.
Hey, Archer.
Yes?
Your website is called homepoopers.com?
Yes, that's one of my websites, yes.
Okay, would you like to tell the listeners about it real quick?
No, it's just a silly website for people who have to poop at home.
I'm going there tonight, homepoopers.com.
Yes.
We've got a question on in the chat room from my number one fan.
Okay.
Has Ricky ever had a rectal tear?
Have you?
No.
That took a long time for you to answer that, Ricky.
You had to think about it.
Because I'm
for
just
a minute.
Wondering what a rectal tear feels like.
Have you ever
pain that you've never experienced?
Have you ever bled from your anus?
Gross.
It's like a butt period, basically.
Ew. Do they make butt pawns?
No. A butt pawn.
Okay, Archer, did you have anything else you want to ask us?
No, that's all. Have a great show, and I'll be listening for a little while longer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Archer.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
I love the live calls.
I love this. That's so hard right now.
The live calls are awesome. That really is. It's like almost being on a real radio show.
I know. We're kind of...
Except they have equipment that works.
Right.
Does removal of a wiener from Ricky's ass sound like a boot being pulled from the mud? Kind of like a...
I am not...
Ha 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 I snorted a little bit.
You can probably fit a boot up there.
I don't like this show anymore. Bye.
Andre the Giant's boot.
Yeah. So anybody who hasn't listened to the show in the last few months,
it's Pick on Ricky show. It actually should be called, no, if you have something to say bad about Ricky, call us.
Well, the last few months, Ricky's been living here with me, and he's had a revolving door of men come in and out. And in and out.
My God.
So we moved the
My mom might be listening to this.
We moved the welcome mat to the foot of his bed.
It's actually on the wall above my head.
There's a bell for each next customer. Ding! Ding!
That's what you hear his phone do all the time.
Yeah.
Julian's number one fan wants to know when the last time we ate at CC's.
Oh, geez, Tuesday. And I won Ricky a free buffet because I played a game of bingo and kicked fucking ass.
So honestly, what was that worth? Like $2.99?
No, like
$5.99.
No, with tax and everything,
it's seven
like,
something.
Yeah. So,
Fearless One wants to know if he can come visit. Where are you from, Fearless One?
I think they want
to
visit your bed chamber.
Oh,
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, somebody can come visit us in town, but until we know you, you can't visit us at home.
Like at home,
no. We love our fans.
We want to be safe.
We want to be safe.
And not
yes.
murdered.
Because we've all had stalkers.
Yes.
Well, at least
well,
I have. And
Nicole hasn't had a stalker.
Oh.
I mean, what? Gabe? Oh, we got calls waiting.
Oh, answer the phone.
You're on live, caller. Hello?
No? You're on Foul Monkeys. Go ahead.
Is that mud on the welcome mat, or has Ricky lost his rectal tone?
Sorry, disconnecting caller. Oh, a caller just hung up.
Shit.
If you were just calling us, call us back. Sorry.
Was that
a local number calling us, but it wasn't doing anything. So really? I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay.
Miss West is in the room. Hey, Miss West. I still haven't washed my cheek from where you licked it.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about your welcome mat in the chat room. Ricky the whore.
I have to keep remember to watching. Here we go. Here's another local number. Here we go.
Ooh, is there corn on the welcome mat?
Hello, live caller. You're on.
Ricky?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
All right. Yeah. There's actually, when you're on hold, they don't give you any indication that you're the call that you're actually talking to. This is Glenn, a friend of Julian's from Lakeland.
Oh,
hello,
hey.
Glenn.
Hey, Julian. You know, you started out really rough, and I was about to shut you off. And I'm glad that I didn't, because I'm sitting here laughing my ass off with my front door open, and the Jehovah's Witnesses just walked up. I pretended to make believe they weren't there, and I let them listen to like 3 or 4 minutes of the podcast. Aww. And then went to the door, and they were like, "Oh, well, we'll come back when you're not busy. We can tell you're real busy right now. We'll come back later." They ran off. I don't think they'll ever bother me again.
Foul monkeys.
Wow, we ran off Jehovah's Witnesses.
Foul monkeys, the cure for unwanted Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
They were listening to the story of Nicole's dildo and the, you know, and the fact that she hasn't used it and juice running down her arm. I was like, oh my God.
Ricky, are you still wearing pillowcases?
Oh, well, thank you for calling in, Glenn.
We appreciate it.
Yes,
thank
you.
It was my pleasure, guys. I'll listen until you guys are off. Have a great day.
Hey, make sure you tell everybody else that you know about us.
And by the way, I don't ever do that where juice runs down my arm. Thanks.
Ew.
Sure. You have no idea what they say about you when you're not there. I think I know more about you than you do.
Oh, Jesus.
That is sad. Most of the listeners know more about us than we actually know about our own selves.
Yeah, this is sad.
All right, listen, I'm going to run. You guys have a great day.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you,
Glenn.
Bye. All right, bye.
Pillow pants.
We have another call. We have another call. Stop calling me pillow pants.
Nicole nears a trim.
Caller, you're live. What?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you calling from a theme park?
Hello, Ricky?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Tim Hornwall, your mother reporter from Gay Pride in New York City.
Wow. Hey, Tim.
How you doing?
We're good. It's very loud there. There must be a lot of gay people around.
There are a lot of gay people. I'm standing here with Show My God from showmygod.blogspot.com. And we are getting ready to march off with the gay bloggers of New York City.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys... I wish I could be up there. Maybe next year we'll all try to make it to New York City for Gay Pride.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're waiting probably about... Because there's about eight... Each group is broken into about 30 different groups. And we're in group eight. So we're going to kick off at noon. We're still waiting to take off. It's about 1:30 here. I guess we'll probably be stepping off about 2 o'clock.
Wow, that's awesome. Are there really a lot of people there?
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe it. All over the place. And Joe, my God's here. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
Nathan, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having Tim and yourself calling in.
He wants to go to Splash Mountain. He said he's hot and he's tired of his feet hurt.
What was that?
What'd you say?
What did you say?
I said Joe said he's hot, he's tired, and his feet hurt. He wants to go to Splash Mountain.
Oh, and when he says Splash Mountain, he means my bedroom?
Yeah, I think so, right?
That would be Ass Mountain.
Oh. Julian's on a roll today.
Yeah. No. I'm like butter, baby.
I call and give you guys a mobile report. You fill up your 2 hours.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thanks. Guys have fun.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was extremely loud.
Aria, and I don't know if it was loud for everyone else listening. But
yeah, it was because Archer was screaming about it in the chat room.
Oh, okay. I tried to turn it down. I hope it worked. So that's awesome that we're Jehovah Witness
scare our wares.
I wonder if we can get that for work for Mormons and Christians.
Oh,
it'd be better for Christians because there's a lot more of those fuckers.
My number one fan asked me what size shoe I wore. I said 8.5. He said, "No, not how long your peepee is. What size is your shoe?" I said, "Same."
I know who this is.
I know, number one fan. I'd really like to know. Oh, somebody else wants to call us.
Please don't be loud.
Yes, please. If you have loud stuff, go to another area.
Please don't be calling from the inside of an engine of a 747.
Oh, that call was not good for a hangover.
It was not good for a non-hangover either.
Damn. Oh, we got another call. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
You're on Foul Monkeys.
Hello?
Damn. Oh, we got another call. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Caller, you've been disconnected because I don't know why that's not working.
Yeah. If you'd like to, try calling back.
Sorry. There's supposed to be somebody calling us from Chicago Pride.
Chicago. If they sound like New York Pride, then no.
Really?
Nicole, close your legs. Close your legs, honey.
I have an alien in there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We need to do...
His razor gun.
It's called...
Laser! Me!
Stroke voice. Mind thinking.
Well, I did one the other morning when I tried to say antiperspirant, and I said anti-deperspirant.
Oh, bye, Cecil. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Leave us a 5-star review.
On
Thank
iTunes.
You.
Thank you.
So, what was I going to say?
We need to talk about some of the stuff we have on that list. Yes. We didn't just sit there and write it for nothing.
Well, you're so fucking bossy.
We still have an hour and 20 minutes. I think we can... Anti-Vera.
They said that we need to do live shows all the time. Well, we can work on that.
We can.
We'll just have to get together with Daniel and see what he'll allow us to use and all that good stuff. So
And it'll probably be me and you because Nicole doesn't show up half the time.
All right. So
fuck you.
Archer wants us to talk about poop.
Well, I told the little poop story when
he called. Is Julian a top or a bottom?
Would you like to answer that, Julian?
Yes, I will answer that. Julian is a bottom. Thank you.
Yeah. But I'm sure if he had to be a top, he could make a really good one.
Yes, but...
You prefer the bottom?
I shouldn't tell this on myself. But
no, you shouldn't.
And any time I've ever tried to top in the past, as soon as, like, the condom goes on, I go soft. Because it's just, it doesn't want to do that.
Yeah. So. What about you, Nicole? Are you a top or bottom?
I'm both.
Oh, versatile. Oh.
I'm like Gumby. I'll go both ways.
Is Ricky a top or a bottom?
I think I'm versatile. I think I'm more of a bottom than a top, but I can do both.
Yeah. Well, you can be on top while being a bottom.
Julian gets a nosebleed when he's high on top.
Oh. These people in the chat room are funny as shit.
If there's one thing I know how to do, it's throw my legs up to Jesus. I like my number one fan says about you, versatile my ass. Exactly.
I am versatile. I can be versatile, goddammit.
Single my ass.
So, I don't know if this will work, but we do have some phone calls that we can actually listen to.
Oh, recorded?
That people called in, yeah. If you want to listen to those.
Well, I thought we might could save it for when we really run out of something to talk about.
Okay, well, we can do that too. Joan.
I'm not mad at you, I'm mad at the dirt. Helga.
So, okay, first thing on the list. Here we go. Who's single of the three? I'm single.
I'm not.
Nicole's permanently single.
Seems like.
Who is yummy? I'm fucking yummy.
I'm yummy.
I'm the yummiest.
I'm the one that had the phone call that called in and said I'm yummy.
Here we go. I'll tell you who's the yummiest. God damn it.
Somebody said I think Ricky is taken.
What?
How about Miguel?
Ooh. No, we're not like an item or together, but...
They're not exclusive.
We're talking.
They're fucking.
This will answer your question.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one.
Ricky and Nicole should start dating. Yummy. This might be Missy Vaughn.
I'm fucking yummy. Ricky.
And people.
So, yeah. That's
they can bump pussy.
We could scissor.
Why are you putting Nos in this?
Aww.
Ricky and Miguel are talking. We are. We're not. Oh, we got a phone call. Here we go.
Can you hear me?
Caller, you're live.
You're on the air.
I can't hear you at all.
Hello?
Hello?
You're going to have to talk louder.
Caller, we can't hear you.
Hello. Who's being murdered in the background?
Apparently, he's been captured by... He's been abducted by aliens.
They're probing him right now.
They're probing
Sorry,
him.
Caller, we had to hang up because we don't understand who you are. Nicole has a fetish for rocks.
You're a rockhead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mav. Nicole just needs something
yes,
hard.
I
awesome.
Like rocks that hit my ass while I'm being pounded.
Like a porn star.
It was police sirens.
Wow.
All right, so here we go. Old news, but it's new to us, and it's us new talking about it. Chastity Bono. Also known as Chase, baby.
Why does Chastity have to talk like her mom?
Oh, what are you turning into? Oh.
Near babes, I'm just talking about my daughter slash son, my schnodder.
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 My schnodder, Chaz.
My dun,
Chaz.
Oh, they're turning your clit into a penis.
I literally already thought she was a man.
Yeah, with her short haircuts and her suits that she wears always. Or, I'm sorry, he wears always. Right.
Typical Foul Monkey, keeping it current.
Right. We're never current.
Bitch, I talked about Billy Mays earlier.
Right, and that's like fucking breaking news.
Yeah, because I got it off TMZ.
Oh, I got it from
TMZ
the radio.
Knows everything.
They do. They knew Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
What a great segue. Oh!
Nicole.
Yes.
You're screaming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. I like to scream.
Well, we have to talk a little louder.
We have
than
to
normal.
Talk louder, but hers is like feedbacking in my headphones. It's
I like that word, feedbacking. That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Would Ricky ever consider having sex with a tranny?
No, sorry. Don't do that.
That's nasty. I mean, I'd have never understood guys that went out with drag queens, because if you're gay, I want something that looks like a man, not a woman.
Right. Otherwise, what? Billy Mays are you gay?
Yes, Billy Mays died.
Billy Mays died,
this
yeah.
morning. He was found dead in his Tampa home.
He was on... let's give a little tribute to Michael first.
What about female to male?
What is this song?
Rock with you.
Offend the trannies and drag queens. You know what? I'm not really worried about offending trannies and drag queens because, you know, I'm not politically correct.
Because he's a racist.
No, because I used to be a DJ and I had to work with enough of them bitches to not care.
So, Michael Jackson, you guys.
Shamona.
The Shamwell guy killed him.
Oh.
So, Michael Jackson, do we have anything to say about that?
No.
I do.
Apparently, he was working out with the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, so he could get in shape.
Oh, my God. It's somebody that knows us both. Julian.
I know.
Who is it?
Tell us more about the blowjob in the DJ booth.
Who is
well,
that?
Well, since Glenn is listening.
You think it's Glenn?
No. Well, it could. No, I don't think it is. But since he's listening, he was the one that informed me that.
That what?
Oh, you're thinking about the other blowjob.
Oh, and are we talking about two different things?
There was more than one blowjob. I was thinking about the one that Glenn came up to me and said, "That was good, but you know, everybody can see in a fucking mirror."
Oh, that's him?
Yeah. Is that him? Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's Glenn. When you're a DJ in a bar, you're gonna, yeah, it can't.
Gotta get some blowies.
Oh, of course, and not the nose candy blow either.
That was
the other DJ.
Oh, I used to love that. Anyway, so Michael Jackson. It reminds me of blue velour couches.
Oh, not Glenn, my number one fan.
Oh, okay. It reminds me of blue velour couches because when I first saw Thriller on TV. My parents sat me down in front of this TV to watch this shit, right?
Right.
And I sat down, and as soon as it got to the part where he started to fucking change, I, like, fucking had a heart attack.
Nicole, you're not and doing like, anything. Go make me some coffee.
I'm trying to write a poem.
I ran behind. You're our
I honestly don't know how to
bitch.
Make coffee. I've
she
never made coffee in my life.
All you gotta do is pour it in the cup and put some sugar and cream in it.
Oh, okay, because, see, I thought I was telling a story.
Has Julian ever met Julian's number one fan in person?
Probably so.
I don't think I have.
Who is it?
I think he's a friend on Facebook, though.
Are both of ours?
Yes.
Is it Lou?
No.
Well, can you, like,
I wish Lou
was... write it down on a paper and tell me or something?
Are you dying that much?
Yes.
I mean, I may be totally wrong.
Well, say it, and they'll tell you.
Damon?
Oh, really, Damon? If that's you, I'm kicking your ass. Anyway, when the video came on, I went behind our blue velour couch.
Damon.
Not Damon, okay. You are a lacist. I went behind the blue velour couch, and I watched it from the edge of the couch, and I was rubbing the velour like this, because it felt really good.
Wow.
So that's my Michael Jackson
they
story.
They make, like, sweatsuits now out of velour, yes, like Juicy Couture.
Juicy Couture.
They made your couch into a sweatsuit by Jennifer Lopez.
Yep. Me.
Is that a name brand of her clothes, Juicy Couture?
No.
Chris is not very, my boyfriend, Chris is not very up to date when it comes to women's fashion, which it's not a bad thing, but we were sniffing colognes in one of the department stores and the laces. Oh, this is the new men's line from Juicy Couture. And we walk away and he's like, "What'd you say, Juicy Clitoris?" I'm like, "No, that's Juicy Cooter."
Oh.
Wow, that's something.
Love you, Chris.
Let's see here. somebody text messaged me and said that I was literally three blocks away from them when I was in San Diego. Me.
Really? Well, you know, you Twittered a million times that
I was there.
If anybody that listened was in there, then, you know.
But. Yes, exactly. And Big Fatty even made a little thing for me.
Big Fatty!
Nicole, do you want to tell everybody how much you love
Big Fatty? I love Big Fatty. When I met him, it was like meeting Elvis.
You can't, don't whisper because they can't hear you.
Elvis. And he hugged me 1,000 times and said, oh my God, it's Nicole. And I just
Trudy Bell 5, are you my boyfriend?
Love you too, Julian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Archer, I think you have to type, like, I think if you type a certain amount of messages and
how did Big Fatty's balls taste, Ricky?
Ugh. I have never tasted the balls of the Big Fatty. I can tell you that right now.
I bet,
okay, on Archer's page, were those balls actually his?
On Archer's page?
No, I'm sorry, Big Fatty's page.
Yes, those are his balls.
Really? His?
And he will whip them out for anybody.
Are you serious?
Anybody.
He was incredibly fun when we met him at Disney. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have no one's touched Big Fatty's balls. That
well,
I'm
I guess
aware of
I guess Big Fatty has touched Big Fatty's balls.
I've never touched
the ground
Big
touches Big Fatty's balls when he's walking.
They were like cow balls,
long and huge and big. I've not seen them.
Oh, you don't want to. Probably. You want to keep it.
My simple. Dream of Elvis?
Yeah, you want to keep it Elvis and not...
Ron like, Jeremy.
Right.
Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy didn't have big balls. He just had a big cock.
Ugh, he's gross.
He's so nasty looking.
And he had nasty porn mustache.
I know.
He still does.
Did you ever see like pictures of him when he was like just starting out and he was, you know, thin and he still had the porn mustache, but he wasn't a bad looking guy when he started.
He's gross.
Yeah.
Tell us about my first visit with the Fat Father.
Love Nicole and Julian in the Gay Days video. Excuse me, that's Nicole and Ricky.
Yeah, I wasn't in it.
Tell us about the... Yeah, tell them about the Fat Father and your introduction and how it went.
The Fat Father.
Big Fatty.
Why is he the Fat Father?
Because he's the
Big
fat
Fatty.
One. He's the fat one.
Well, why the father?
Because he's the fattest of everyone.
Honey, I'm fatter than Big Fatty, so...
Yeah, he's
That's
not
okay,
very fat.
Argo.
His
That's
name
okay.
is such a, like, oxymoron.
It is.
That's like a giant man being called tiny.
Or shrimp.
Well.
Or jumbo shrimp, excuse me.
Anyway. But yeah, it was awesome meeting Big Fatty. As soon as I saw him, we hugged and embraced like we were long lost siblings.
That's after he screamed from the top of the stairs, "It's Big Fatty!" And
yes!
As he was coming down Scarlett O'Hara
yes.
or something.
Yes!
It was O'Hara. Awesome. And then...
Ooh, has Nicole ever had it in her ass?
No, Nicole has never had it in her ass.
Do you want it in your ass?
I'm not against it.
Just not a big one.
But... I would have to be warmed up with other things first, probably.
Ooh,
because nothing's ever been there before.
Nothing's ever... Well...
In my butt.
I've had it in my ass, and so has Ricky, so... And I'm not against it either.
I don't think I'm against it either. Oh, so...
Hey, Lizzie didn't spell my name right.
I hope
they didn't put the hole in Nicole.
No. That's how you know.
So, I hope no one from my... work areas listening to this show.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you're going to talk about this?
No, I don't know if I should or not.
I don't think you should.
No, I probably shouldn't.
Because I don't want to have to pay the whole rent again.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
So, yes, maybe at a different time I can tell the story about what happened. Oh, excuse me.
That's Chris, by the way.
Trudy Bell 5?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Trudy. How's your Spanglish going, Ricky? It's going okay.
He's learning Spanish by injection, apparently.
Oh, Lord.
How do you say put it in me in Spanish?
Put it in me.
Okay. Poppy. Mira, put it in me. Poppy.
Mira. Why is his name Trudy Bell 5?
I have no earthly idea.
That's what he wants his name, his
drag
name to be.
My name's Trudy Bell 5. Well, or I wonder if it's Trudy Bells.
I always told the other DJ at the bar that if I ever did drag, I'd make it like Geneva Convention or something.
What's how much do you charge for a blowjob?
No,
the joint have a tie or a Lucy?
Hey, I can answer that right now.
No.
Julian is not loose. Thank you.
He said he doesn't kiss and tell.
Chris, aww, you better tell, goddammit.
Really, that makes it seem like it just kind of falls in and nothing ever happens.
No.
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Bitches. Bitches. Both of you.
Vanessa comes down the hallway, gets like hair and stuff on it and band-aids. Gum.
Band-aids?
Wow.
That's the best analogy I've ever heard in my life. Like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. Getting a carpet fuzz stuck to it.
Oh, gross. Hypodermic needles.
Yeah, because both of them are red-faced and laughing like hyenas. Yeah.
Wes goes, band-aids, gross.
There are no band-aids in my ass. Thank you.
There should be.
Hey, at least I'm only sleeping with one person, not the fucking revolving door of married men coming in through your room. Ooh, can you come pick me up? My parents won't let me out of the house with the car.
Oh, that is so not true. That is not even funny.
Yeah.
My parents won't let me out of the car. I'm grounded.
Or, hi, this is so-and-so's wife. Oh. Who is this number that he keeps calling?
Archer says, married men.
I'm not supposed to talk about that, Julian.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I'm not supposed to talk about that.
What?
That instance you're talking about.
What do you mean?
Is Ricky a tidy or a Lucy?
Instance my
I'm
ass.
I'm a tidy.
Another hot dog down the hallway, I think.
No. Sausage.
No.
Vienna sausage.
I think the more accurate description would be he can unhinge his jaw like a snake.
Swallow a whole body.
Julian, without exaggeration, exactly how many men have been on Ricky's sheets and couch this week?
This week, none. But, but before Gay Days at Disney, like 18,000.
Oh, it was not. I think that's exaggerated.
He washed his sheets Friday night and he's like, oh, my sheets smelled so good. Sleeping on last night, I'm like, yeah, if you keep the men off of them, they'll smell that way good that way for a little while.
Oh, jeez. 18,000 is like the entire population of some small country.
Ricky hits a dry spell. I think so, because he used to get booty calls.
I'm busy with school and work.
Every night. You used to do it with school and work.
Shut up.
Shut up. Just shut up. What? Shut up.
Shut it up. Just shut up.
So why can we talk about this on our regular shows, but we can't talk about it on
because
this?
Because this is live, and it's different.
It's not. No, Ricky does not always change the sheets between
like
men.
Any muscle, Ricky's ass gets stronger every booty call.
Ricky also does not change the
literally at 2 o'clock, or at 3 o'clock, right 1 minute before 3 o'clock, I'm slicing my fucking wrist right here in front of everybody.
Also, Ricky does not change empty the litter box until it gets full and then dumps the whole thing out.
Oh, poor
kid. It needed change.
But you need to scoop that shit every day.
It was scooped out 2 days before that.
Your cat must has a weird bowel.
Ricky should be able to turn coal into diamonds with that muscle now.
I don't know if it's my headphones or something, but it's just like was screeching in my ears.
Oh,
it's so
maybe
loud.
I need to turn. Yeah, I don't know how to turn it down.
Sliced wrists are kind of cool.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't do it in the house or on my lawn.
Make sure you use a blunt butter knife. Diamond balls spewing from Ricky's ass. Oh, what?
I don't know how. I can't control the
those aren't diamond balls.
I'm leaving.
Those are the genital herpes that are on the balls.
I'm leaving. I'm disgusted right now. Man,
that's not cubic zirconia either. It's liquid and white.
So we've been talking for
Does Ricky fart jizz balls?
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Oh, when Ricky farts, it looks like the spiders with their egg sac attached.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. God, that's... Fuck you, you whore.
Charlotte's Web.
A pair of Ricky's soiled panties should be the next giveaway.
Are you okay?
My eyes.
They're burning.
Tearing up.
Flames from the side of my face.
My pussy is burning.
Oh, I think someone just tried to call. If you try to call us back, because I'm not paying attention to the call line.
Well, you need to.
Or if you want to give us a call us at 347-838-9642. Tell us how much you love us, or if you want to hear something about us.
I laugh so hard my head hurts.
Are we still going by the list, or are we just talking now?
Seems like we're just talking.
Well, if we
and by panties, you mean pillowcases. Yeah.
Body pillow. Pillowcases.
Body bags.
Body bags. He's not Billy Mays.
Oh, my Lord. Time to breathe.
I love it that the people in the chat room can rag on you, too. Does Ricky wear panties or boxers or thongs?
Boxer shorts. boxer briefs.
And before you ask, I wear boxer briefs also.
Nicole wears nothing. She likes to have bloody pants every day.
Ew.
And coochie juice on her
shorts. Ew. No, I like to wear short underwear.
When she walks, it sounds like you're walking through the mud.
Ew.
Oh, stop. You're making my stomach hurt.
That's the Taco Bell.
Thong's better for easy entry.
Disappointed, Julian. You need to go to Commando. Coochie juice.
No, I don't.
If Julian went Commando, he would be killing everyone in front of him.
I don't go Commando. I need
support.
Yes, thank you. My balls and cock need support.
My balls.
Oh, you betcha.
Like Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. She needs support for her brain. We got a call.
Oh. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening for the first part of Foul Monkeys, the Pride 48 edition. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Or send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. We greatly appreciate everyone. Make sure you go over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and hopefully we'll get some more live shows out to you. And that's about it. So the next show will actually be the rest of the remaining show, which is another hour. So you guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.